Public Relations Officer for the Nine Nights of Lights at the National Parks, Rivers and Beaches Authority, Twani Barrow, said plans are at an advanced stage for the hosting of this year's festival. She said everything should be ready for December 15th when the program opens to members of the public.
Nine Nights of Lights is back for 2022, and we are extremely delighted to have it, to host this event. The festival begins from December 15th to the 23rd, and the theme is a botanical garden of light. Nine Nights of Lights is just a couple weeks away, and on the groundwork in the garden has begun. We started late October, just after Independence, and obviously there's a lot of work to be done because the botanical gardens is a big place. There's a lot of lighting to be done, but we definitely will be ready for December 15th.
Ms. Barrow said the Nine Nights of Lights program is a family-oriented program that caters to all ages.
Firstly, I just want to say Nine Nights of Lights is one of the biggest light festival in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. I want to say it's the biggest outdoor light festival. There's a lot of festivals, but there's nothing compared to Nine Nights of Lights in the Botanical Garden. And Nine Nights of Lights is now an integral part of the Nine Morning Celebration. And it really plays a major role in increasing St. Vincent and the Grenadines' cultural presence in the Caribbean. So I always say Nine Nights of Light, there's something for everyone. It's a family-oriented event, and if you're into dance, there's a dance night. If you're into gospel, there's a gospel night. If you're into the arts, like the instrumental, we have a band night. For the little ones, we have our movie night, and for the Pan and Calypso lovers, we have a night especially for you.
Ms. Barrow said this year we'll see a number of additions to the festival, and she is encouraging everyone to support the 2022 edition of the Nine Nights of Lights program at the Botanic Gardens.
And this year, there's a few additions that is coming on stream, but I will obviously update the media in as the time gets closer. But I am just inviting each and everyone, all of our patrons, we want them to come out this year. Last year, there was COVID-19. There were some restrictions, but this year, it's Nine Nights of Light fully. So if you've never had it, if you've never been to Nine Nights of Light, it's your time to experience Christmas in the Botanical Garden. There's no other festival like it.
Public Relations Officer for the Nine Nights of Lights at the National Parks, Rivers and Beaches Authority, Twani Barrow. I am Radhika Stephen with today's special report.